The Senate Judiciary Committee has postponed a vote on the controversial nomination of Judge Charles Pickering to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. That court has the last to say for most federal cases in Mississippi, Louisiana, and Texas. Republican committee members invoked Senate rules to delay the vote for another week, and that provoked a remarkable debate in the committee yesterday, a debate that demonstrates a far deeper problem. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
In the course of close to 2 hours of debate, Republicans all but admitted that defeat of the Pickering nomination seems a foregone conclusion. Nonetheless, ranking Republican Orrin Hatch exercised his prerogative to postpone the vote for 1 week, in hopes that somehow he might persuade one of the Democrats, who are uniformly opposed to Pickering, to change his or her mind. Civil rights and women's groups have lobbied hard against the Pickering nomination, and Hatch blasted them for what he called a campaign of character assassination.
In order to do this lynching, the groups are committed to changing the ground rules for the confirmation process. And there is a new war over circuit nominees, and they demand that the Democrats do whatever possible to stop or slow the confirmation of these fine nominees.
Democrats seem taken aback by the harshness of Hatch's language. New York's Charles Schumer.
I would like to see some of the rhetoric tamped down here. Yeah. To call this a lynching, well, I think, is out of hand.
Hatch softened his tone, acknowledging that GOP tactics against some of President Clinton's nominees had been, quote, beyond the pale. And at least one Democrat, Delaware's Joseph Biden, warned women's groups that they were taking such a hardline position, opposing any nominee with an anti-abortion record, that it could well end up hurting their cause.
I would be very, 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 very careful. The precedent we establish here on this vote as to why we're voting against him. Because if it is based upon his non-judicial rulings but personal beliefs relative to a social issue, when we have a Republican Senate again, it will be a cold day in hell before we have anybody on the bench who is pro-choice.
But Biden said Pickering should not be confirmed on other grounds because of his conduct on the bench. That left Republicans grasping for a compromise. Kentucky Republican Mitch McConnell.
We're on the verge of an institutional crisis here, and both sides are responsible for it. And I think we need to have some discussions about how to rescue this process because I fear we are inching toward a place where no one can be confirmed.
Pennsylvania Republican Arlen Specter weighed in, too.
Maybe it's too late on Judge Pickering, but it's my hope that that we'll declare a truce.
Specter acknowledged that President Clinton's nominees had been unfairly treated, but he noted that he had on occasion broken with his party to get a nomination through and all but begged one of the Democrats to do the same on Pickering, a man he said deserved to be elevated to the appeals court. Kansas Republican Sam Brownback suggested that committee Republicans and Democrats meet privately to come up with changes in the process.
We could wisely use this week to think about, is there another way out of this mess, this train wreck we're headed into?
But Illinois Democrat Richard Durbin said the problem wasn't the process, it was the nominee. Judge Pickering, he noted, had been given his first hearing at the height of the anthrax crisis. And when unanswered questions arose at that hearing, a second hearing was held expeditiously.
What we're dealing with here is a nominee who apparently, as of today, does not have a majority support on this committee. This is not a breakdown of the process of the committee. It is a reflection of judgment on this nominee. President Clinton knew that if he sent a nominee to this committee who was not at least moderate to right, he didn't have a chance. That nominee would never get a hearing. That nominee would never be seriously considered. That nominee was going to have rough sledding at best, with extremely few exceptions. This White House is testing us to see if they can send a nominee who certainly moves in the other direction and be approved by the committee. That was their decision.
There is some perspective in the numbers. The Democrats have confirmed 39 judges since they took control of the Senate last July, 7 of them to appeals courts. In the first 8 months of Republican control of the Senate during the Clinton administration, 32 judges were confirmed, 6 of them to appeals courts. Democratic Chairman Patrick Leahy has held 14 hearings. Chairman Hatch held 8. And while Republicans note that 50 Bush nominees are still pending in committee, Only 18 of those nominees have been processed by the American Bar Association and have won the approval of their home state senators, a step which by tradition is a must before a nomination goes anywhere. In addition, there have been occasions where the Bush administration has had to undo serious stumbles. White House and Capitol Hill sources say that in recent weeks, the Justice Department instructed all judicial nominees not to sign an ABA waiver, the result being that Bar Association screeners could no longer check to see if a nominee had ever been disciplined, disbarred, or been the subject of criminal or ethical charges. The administration theory was that the ABA should be treated no differently than any other interested organization. Sources say that in a meeting with the White House counsel, Judiciary Committee Chairman Patrick Leahy explained that without such a waiver, the ABA could not investigate a nominee, and the committee would not act on any nomination that had not been reviewed by the ABA. The White House promptly instructed its nominees to sign the waivers. At yesterday's hearing, California Democrat Dianne Feinstein said that if the White House wants speedier action, it will have to compromise and consult with Democrats. She noted that early on, the White House had arranged with California's two Democratic senators to pick district court nominees with a committee composed of an equal number of Republicans and Democrats. The system has worked well, she said, but senators from other states have been rebuffed in trying to make such an arrangement.
I am aware that other members and members on this committee, particularly on this side of the aisle, are not consulted, are rather insulted.
What Americans want, she said, are consensus mainstream candidates, not what she called polarizing nominees like Pickering with a long and controversial record on hot-button issues. Indeed, Democrats complain that the White House seems uninterested in compromise. In Michigan, for example, there are four vacancies on the appeals court, and Michigan's two Democratic senators have said they will block any and all Bush nominees unless two Clinton nominees, who never got a hearing, are nominated for some of those vacancies. One was held up for 4 years without a hearing by the GOP-controlled Senate, the other for a year and a half. According to knowledgeable sources, Senator Leahy and Michigan's Republican Governor John Engler came up with a compromise. President Bush would nominate one of the Democratic choices to one appeals court vacancy and the other to a district court judgeship. The pick was up to the White House. Then the remaining Bush nominees would be acted on. On learning of the proposed deal, President Bush is said to have asked his staff why they hadn't accepted. And as of yesterday, it was unclear how the matter would be resolved. At the end of yesterday's hearing, Senator Leahy seemed to have that in mind.
I worry that if we don't follow the idea of getting consensus nominees, that ultimately we are going to diminish the independence of the judiciary, certainly in the views of Americans. A judiciary remains independent so long as it has the faith and the respect of the people of this democracy. And when it loses that, when it is seen as being politicized, when nominees are seen as being there for a political agenda, then we lose that. We don't want that to happen.
What, of course, is in the back of everyone's mind is that the Pickering nomination and the behind-the-scenes battling over others looks very much, as Senator Arlen Specter put it, as though it's a warm-up for the next Supreme Court nomination. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.